Oh, of course. As soon as I turned the microphone on, Kitty stopped talking, huh? Okay. If you haven't figured it out already, it's 1930 UTC. The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, and very often also the time the cat decides to get up and say, "Hey, you need to pay attention to me for a while for the first time today." And that's when I say, "Okay, that's fine. We can do kitty business. We can put the blankie on my legs and then you can get on it, huh? Okay, do you want to get on the blankie now, or are you just going to sit here?" "Hi. Hi. Who's a kitty?" That's right. Did I mention it's 1930 UTC? The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins? Yeah, I had to have. Yeah, okay, finally, the cat decides to get on, actually, onto the blankie now. All right, are we doing kitty business now? Yay, we're doing some kitty business, huh? Yeah, it's pretty fun. The cat's still sitting here, or standing here. You want to spin around? There we go. There's one Oh, nope, we only went half rotation. Hi. Give you kitty kisses. Yeah, okay, what are you doing? All right, there's the rest of the 180. Are you going to sit down now and do kitty stuff yet? Well, nope. We're going for another spin. All right, so another 180. The cat is still facing me. Do you know where you're going? Where are you going? You're doing it wrong. You still have to turn another 180 degrees, remember? Remember? Don't you remember learning this from watching X Games? Yeah, spin around, spin around. Okay, there she goes. Boom. The final half spin. The cat has sat down. Kitty business is in effect. All right, so, what's going on today? What is happening? Well, last night, I went out as promised and I bought some maple syrup because I did not have any maple syrup, and I would have had to eat my waffles without maple syrup today, which isn't a bad thing. This happens every once in a while, and I can go into emergency backup mode. But I didn't feel like it. I wanted maple syrup. So, being as it was sort of cool and rainy yesterday, I went to the grocery store at about, what time was it? About 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Sun was just starting to go down, or at least think about going down. So it wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible. But I didn't just drive to the store. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I seem to have learned that my other grocery store, the little grocery store that's nearer my house, is closing and or moving. And I thought I heard one of the employees say that they're moving out to 132nd and Fort, or somewhere around there. So I thought, you know what? Okay. Since that is just another, let's see, how far would that be? Since that's just another, mile down the street from the grocery store on a fast road, right? So it won't be any really waste of my time. So I thought, okay, before going to the store, I'm actually going to drive out to that intersection because I know that intersection, there's no place for a grocery store to go. One corner of that intersection is an old farm. And when I say an old farm, I mean an old farm dating back 100 years, and that has only recently been cleared and made into available land, and there's been a for sale sign on it for about a year now. And then on the one corner, there's a convenience store, a gas station. On the other corner, there's a... What is on that other corner? Oh, yeah, there's a bank and an office building back there. And then on the other corner, there's a giant, mysterious phone company building next to, what do they call it? The Palace, the new home of the Italian-American Society. What are you doing, Pippa? Okay. And so I'm thinking to myself, there's no way they're going to move out there. There's nothing out there. There's no, unless they built a building on the old farmstead. And I thought they couldn't have. You know, the last time I was out there, that was a empty lot. Could they have put up a building to be a grocery store that fast? So I drove out there to discover that, yeah, no, there's no place to put a grocery store out here. There is no grocery store out here. Na 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 na. Was not getting jiggy with it. So I pulled into the actual gas station / convenience store, and I turned around and started heading back to the grocery store that I needed to go to. And that's when I realized, about two blocks east, around 130th Street, where there used to be a bike store, hence the bike path in the Tranquility Park. Yeah, you gotta realize, this is just right up the hill from, you know, one of my favorite secret mushroom grounds and walking around in the forest areas. And there's this bike store, and I was driving by at 9 o'clock at night, and all the lights were on inside the bike store, but it was completely empty. Completely empty. And there was somebody in there, like, polishing the floor or something. I thought, okay, so the bike store went out of business. Could that be where they're putting the grocery store? I suppose, but it seems to me like it's smaller than the space that they already have. They're going to have to put freezers in there and make aisles. I don't know. So are they actually going to move my little grocery store into the old bike store? Maybe. Is that kind of a pain in the ass for me? Yeah, kind of, because it's further away. But it's interesting in the sense that... Hi, what? Pip is grabbing my hand. What is it? Okay. Wait, you want me to put... Okay, how's this? So, yeah, it might be more convenient in a strange way in that in order to get to one of my grocery stores, I'll have to drive by the other one. And so if there's any day that I think, oh, I need to go to both stores, will that be more convenient? Yeah, does that happen often? Not really. I've got the Weather Channel on, and they just confused me by telling me that there's a cold front coming. A summer cold front. It's going to be here tomorrow. And temperatures are going to be way below average. I'm looking at the temperatures. It's still going to be 90 degrees. Where's this cold front? So anyway, the grocery store drama. Is this adding to all the other drama, like the great waffle shortage? Will I have waffles again once the store moves, if the store is in fact moving? I don't know, but the long and the short of it is, yes, I went to the grocery store last night. I went to the big store. Oh, Pip is leaving. Thank you, Pippa. I went to the big store, and what did I buy? Obviously, I bought maple syrup. And I shouldn't have done this, but I couldn't help it. I actually bought two bags of ravioli, so apparently I'm going to have ravioli today. Was I thinking that that's a good idea? I don't know. Either way, you know, right now that doesn't even sound appealing. That does not sound good. I do not. Do I want to eat? What do I? I don't even. Anyway. So anywho, what else did I buy? It seems like I bought something else. Did I buy some tea? No. Speaking of tea, let's drink some. Jeez, what did I buy? What did I buy? Seems like there was one other thing. Or two other things. Did I buy graham crackers? No. I remember putting something else in the basket. Okay, this is making me absolutely insane. I gotta actually get up right now. And walk upstairs, because I know I saved the receipt. And I have to remember what I bought. This is why you don't go to the grocery store. at night, and I can't remember what I bought. Oh, that's right. Duh. Yeah. Potato salad. Open up my refrigerator. There it is. I did get a little thing, a little container of potato salad from the deli. How much is it? 16 ounces. 1 pound of potato salad. Really? That's a pound? That's not very much. Anyway. Yeah, because every once in a while, I like to nibble on potato salad. I have no explanation for this behavior. And it only happens in the summer and in the spring. But I got a little bit of that today if I want to nibble on it. I don't know what I'm going to eat today. I'm in a strange sort of mood today. I'm not sure what's up. I just sort of feel... vaguely tired, which doesn't make sense. I've been up now for an hour. Been doing some stuff. I didn't do anything last night. I actually stayed up a little bit late because there were some great Japanese movies on last night. And that, what was that third one? Oh, yeah. Branded for Kill? What was that? Anyway, it's just, it was a great movie. It was one of those where, you know, there's a hitman. He makes a couple mistakes and he's then marked for death himself and blah, 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 and all of the just good stuff. And I didn't watch it all. I feel terrible. I thought to myself, I need to go to bed, because it was about 4 a.m. Slept kind of weird. But that's neither here nor there. Ugh. So for some reason, I feel all sluggish and kind of weird today. But for no reason that makes sense. I didn't overexert myself yesterday or anything. Huh. I don't think it's the weather, because it's still a little cool left over from yesterday. It's warming up. It's about 80 degrees, but... Yeah. And they're telling me that there's some kind of... what are they calling it? Invest 94L. Apparently this is going to be a hurricane. No, it's just a storm right now. But it could become a tropical depression. And a tropical depression could become a hurricane. Yeah, who cares? Not me. Alright, so let's check the TV schedule here just to make sure we're not missing any football. Pretty sure we're not, but we are missing Beverly Hills 90210. Oh, which episode is it? Oh, yeah, it's the one where a girl pays attention to the guys and it causes some tension. Oh, let's see what the actual description of this episode is. It reads, when Brandon, Brenda, and their friends return to school, a new girl's attentions to Brandon and Dylan cause tension in the group. Oh, snap. And then coming up right after that is another episode of Beverly Hills 90210. Which episode is this one? Let's read the description. It says, Brandon befriends a new black freshman and his sister. Oh no. There's black people in Beverly Hills? Yeah, so as I was saying, Brandon befriends a new black freshman and his sister, which causes tension in the group. Oh, there's another episode on right after that. Dylan must deal with feelings when a black girl pays attention to Brandon and causes tension within the group. Oh, and then and that's it for Beverly Hills 90210. After that is Ghost Whisperer. What's on Ghost Whisperer today? After a restaurant burns down for the second time, Melinda helps an angry ghost accused of setting the original fire. And then coming up after that is another ghost whisperer. Melinda must help a former rock star ghost who started a fire in a hotel during a Frank Zappa concert and inspired Deep Purple to write Smoke on the Water, causing tension within the group. Next ghost whisperer after that, Melinda encounters the angry spirit of a professional ball player who tried to burn down a baseball stadium, causing tension within the group. I can't do it. Heal. Oh, God. So anyway, why am I screwing around? Why am I not doing important things? I don't do important things. Who am I talking to? Forgot I don't have anything to do with anything. I can do whatever the hell I want. Awesome. All right, so being as I have just realized that I can do anything I want, do I want to watch The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin, a documentary from 8 years ago that tries to sell you on Bitcoin? Or do I want to watch the horrible movie Boot Camp, which I think might have been Mila Kunis' first movie? Don't remember exactly. Or should I just wait another 20 minutes for Robot Holocaust to start? Yeah, not going to even bother with any of that. So yeah, no football. No, nothing for me to watch. And then I'm seeing right up here on, oh, I don't get this channel. Why do they show me this channel if I'm not actually subscribed to it? 310 to Yuma is on, but is it the good 310 to Yuma, or is it the crappy Russell Crowe 310 to Yuma? And as he selects it, looks at it, it's the crappy one. Outlaw Ben Wade, played by Russell Crowe, terrorizes 1800s Arizona. No. No. Worthless. The irony is, I think it's Glenn Ford Day on TCM. Let's go check TCM. Oh, we got a couple of cheap classic B-horror movies, including The Blob, starring Steve McQueen, credited as Stephen McQueen. And then after that, starting this evening, yeah. Tea House of the August Moon is on tonight. Sweet, starring Glenn Ford. And then after that, it started with a kiss. Glenn Ford and Debbie Reynolds, ooh. And then after that, The Gazebo, starring Glenn Ford. Sweet Glenn Ford night. And then Pocket Full of Miracles with Glenn Ford. Now, that's a dorky one. And then The Courtship of Eddie's Father, starring Glenn Ford and Little Ronnie Howard. And then that should be it. Then it restarts in the morning. Oh, Geraldine Page. Nice. Oh, yeah, no, Glenn Ford. Dear Heart with Angela Lansbury. What is it going to be? That's weird. Usually they stop by 5 or 6 a.m. Then Gun Glory at 8 a.m. Oh, that's Stuart Granger. All right. So what? Is it going to be Stuart Granger Day tomorrow? Yeah. I think... Oh, sweet. Gunfight at the OK Corral, the good one. That's on tomorrow, too. Yeah, I just saw 310 to Yuma. 310 to Yuma was on some other channel. The good one. The Glenn Ford one, the Van Heflin one. We were just talking about this. You know, and I'm not a Western guy. When it comes to film, you might... If you've heard me talk about film enough that... you know that I really don't watch a lot of Westerns. I'm just not into the genre, just because there was so many bad ones. You know, the genre got so popular, and so like everything that gets really popular, it gets watered down because everybody jumps on the bandwagon to create product because there's demand. Just because there's demand doesn't mean you get a good supply. It doesn't mean your supply is quality. And so I always sort of thought, as a kid, and even up until I was in college, I sort of took the attitude that, no, Westerns are just, you know, the cheap opiate for the masses. The bread and circuses. You know, the coffee, the cup of coffee. You know, just the opiate for the dopes. And then when I was in college and I was, you know, studying film and stuff, you know, not, you know, like, don't mean to say that I'm an expert or anything, but once I started looking into it, I realized that that's what had happened. You know, and at one point in time, the Western was a legitimate film drama way to go. But yeah, it did get, you know, watered down, became crappy. But there are some good ones out there. And yeah, I started with High Noon. You know, I watched High Noon for the first time and went, okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. And it turns out that, yeah, this is the kind of stuff that I like. I want to see the gunfighter stuff. You know, this is the way to go. You know, the Westerns were the excuse to make the crime drama during the day, back in the day. You know, when you look at the period of time in which Westerns were the most popular, where they were the go-to form of entertainment, you know, that was back in an era of, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Fantastic belief that the world wasn't a bad place. You know, when you had movies and TV, this is when violence was still considered to be a bad thing, and so there was no realistic sort of violent stuff. And the outlet for violence and stuff like that was the Wild West. Oh, cowboys. Yeah, because that was 100 years ago. Look how bad that was. Oh, we're civilized now. We have 2.4 kids, a dog, and we've got the atom bomb shelter in our basement. Okay, right? So it's all part of that sort of, that mentality of, isn't everything perfect? Our outlet for violence is watching Westerns. As such, some of these movies are pretty good. But you gotta look for them. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of junk out there. There's plenty of crap Westerns out there, just like there's plenty of crap every other genre out there. But 310 to Yuma, that's a pretty good one. And it's gnarly. If you watch it, and you keep in mind the time at which this was made, and the moral values, the moral compass of the society at large, you watch this movie and it's like, geez, there's some parts where you think, my God, that's a little risque, that's a little dangerous. But we don't need to go into it. Why am I going off on this stupid subject? I don't even care about this stuff. I don't care. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm sitting around messing with my mountain dulcimer today. Because I have a lot of dulcimer stuff on the brain here. And, man, I've mentioned it before, but I'm pretty sure these are the original strings that have been on here since 1981. Yeah. Can that be right? I would have been in like, well, I better not say what grade I was in. I would give away my age. But geez, I thought these were built before then. Yeah, this was made by my dad. But anywho, I'm pretty sure these are the original strings still. I'm wondering if I should... They're sounding a little... Yeah, not super great, but... They have a weird kind of character to them, don't they? And you know, since it's not super hot today, maybe I'll jump in the car and drive up to that pawn shop and see if they got anything interesting. I have this idea. I have this sort of weird idea. I don't know how this came to me. This was just one of those bizarre ideas that I had where I thought, you know, what if? And basically, the idea was, what if he had an electric dulcimer, and some of you might already be putting two and two together and know what I'm thinking about. But what if you had an electric dulcimer, so to speak, and you hooked it up to a wah? Not an auto wah, just a straight up manual wah-wah pedal. That would be interesting for expression. And if you're going to express, why not then put an expression pedal onto something else? And now we're starting to think of some exotically weird stuff. Yeah, something that might be fun to do. Which is the whole damn point of being the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Got no voice today, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.